This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmakers will consider a bill that creates an Office of School Safety within the Department of Public Safety. It would assist schools in securing a total of $6 million in grants for school safety. The office would also have a crisis response unit to help schools respond to an emergency event. The bipartisan bill was introduced last week after a school shooting at East High in Denver. The CEO of Denver International Airport says partisan attacks are one reason why he withdrew his nomination to lead the FAA. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Phil Washington has run RTD, LA Metro, and for the last 2 years, DIA. President Biden nominated him last year to run the FAA, but his nomination was stalled for months, with Republican senators criticizing his lack of experience in the industry. In a statement this week, Washington said he withdrew because he no longer saw a respectful, civil, and viable path forward, and that he, quote, faced cheap and unfounded partisan attacks. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Aurora has banned TikTok on city devices and the city Wi-Fi network. The council banned the popular social media app due to concerns over privacy and data security. TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company, has been the focus of U.S. congressional hearings this month and an FBI investigation, as well as bans by university campuses and city governments across the country. Fire danger could be high this week across the Denver area. Low humidity and high winds are forecast, and the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for Thursday. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.